Welcome back, guys, to another episode of La Vie en Rosé. I'm your host, Kimberly, and tonight we'll be going over all my tips and tricks to having a great concert season this summer. Hello, everyone. It is Friday. It is middle of July. It is the middle of summer, therefore kicking off, in my opinion, the official start to summer concert season. My friends and I actually have a couple shows we're going to this summer. I think I have three. So my friends and I were talking about all of our past concert experiences, and all the tips and tricks we kind of had to learn the hard way, and all the life hacks that we found out over the years, and I figured I would share them with you all tonight. I've been to about 30 concerts in my lifetime, and a majority of them have been over the summer, so I'm kind of an expert in the topic. But before we get into that, let's go over what tonight's drink is. So today, instead of wine, I opted for a truly original lemonade hard seltzer. I have it in what I call a tall boy, but it's really just like, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's like a 24 ounce can. I don't know if this will be considered ASMR, but here you go. Also, this podcast is not sponsored by Truly, but I do like Truly a little bit better than White Claw. I just feel like it tastes, especially the lemonades, I just feel like it tastes a little sweeter. But anyway, back to tonight's episode. Out of all of the post-pandemic activities that will be going on this summer, I think concerts is probably my favorite. Like I said before, I've been to about 30 shows in my lifetime, and so as I said in a previous podcast episode, I have Thomas Rhett tickets this summer. My friend Deanna and I might also go see the Jonas Brothers again. So I thought, why not put together a list of my favorite tips, tricks, and life hacks and share it with you guys in case you guys have any summer shows that you're excited for. So the first section is outfits. Of course you want to dress cute because you're going to be taking a lot of pictures. You might be like taking some videos for Instagram, so you definitely want to dress cute, but I definitely recommend you dress comfortable. I have been to a few shows where I've seen people in like 4-inch heels, and I'm just thinking to myself, how? I know that some people can like live their life in heels, but there's no way you're standing for a 4-hour long concert in 4-inch heels. Your feet are gonna just die. So my go-to outfit is always jeans, a nice top, and some really comfortable shoes. Not only is it important for general admission when you're gonna be standing the whole time, but it's also great for a speedy exit, and you never wanna wear your nicest shoes. Guaranteed. Anytime you go to a concert, somebody's gonna step on your foot, somebody's gonna spill their drink, and somebody is gonna drop their nachos. It is like guaranteed, and you do not wanna be wearing your expensive Jordans or whatever sneakers, you know, if you're a sneakerhead. I'm not a sneakerhead. You never wanna wear your most expensive shoes just to have somebody step on them later. So, my next category is, what do I bring to a concert? Well, obviously you want to make sure you have your ticket. It's a lot easier now with the electronic tickets, but some venues still do paper tickets, so make sure that you have that on your person at all times. Also, I like to carry about $20 to $60 in cash, just for food or emergency purposes, like if you guys need to catch like a cab or something at the last minute. I don't know if cabs are even a thing anymore. I'm aging myself right now, y'all, because people use Uber. But yeah, if you just need like an emergency money, $20 to $60 is usually good, especially if you need to get food at the last second. Another thing I like to bring with me is my lip balm or lipstick, depending on what I'm wearing that night, because you want to take pictures, of course, and if you start eating, it's going to smear all over the place and you're going to have to touch up. So don't forget that. Another must-have for me is my phone charger. outlet. Little life hack for y'all. Every bathroom has an outlet. I have tried this theory and I have not been proven wrong yet. Literally, I don't know if it has to do with, cleaning crews and like making sure that the bathrooms are clean, but I have tried this method. I have not been proven wrong yet. Every venue, every bathroom has an outlet. So if your phone is dying and you're in a pinch, run to the bathroom and I'm sure you can find a place to charge your phone. And lastly, what I like to bring, surprisingly, is I like to have a snack, because especially if you're standing in long lines or if you get there a little early, it's always good to bring like a granola bar or something quick that you can eat while you're waiting so that you don't have to spend so much money, because concert food is so expensive, guys. I can justify a $5 pretzel or like $10 for a popcorn, maybe, but to spend $15 to $20 on fries is just unacceptable. So definitely make sure you have a snack or you eat before you go to the concert. The next section of my tips and tricks would be travel tips. You always want to give yourself more time than you think you need. I'm going to repeat that. You always want to give yourself more time than you think you need. Something always goes wrong. There's always traffic. Someone's always late. There's always an issue with parking. Make sure you give yourself way more time than you need. That way you're not stressed or you don't have to worry about missing the beginning of the show. If you are general admission, I usually recommend that you get there early so that you can get a good spot. But if you have seats, I personally don't like to get there early. I like to get there right when the doors open. So say the show starts at 8 p.m. but doors open at 7, I'll get there at 7. I know a lot of people line up at like 6 o'clock, but if you have assigned seats, it doesn't really matter. So if you have seats, definitely get there right when the doors open. That way you can just go through security. You don't have to wait in line if you already have assigned seats and you know where you're gonna sit, you know? I also recommend, if you can, don't bring a bag, because a lot of venues have bagless check-in where you can, if you don't have a bag, you can just go through the line, or if you just have like a little wallet, you can just skip the whole line and go through that security because they have less to dig through. I like to wear jeans with like front pockets, and then I also like to wear a wristlet or like a small wallet so that I can go through a bagless check. That way security just has to like scan you down and they don't have to like dig through your whole purse. Some general hacks for you guys. Always go to the bathroom before the show starts. This has come up a few times when I went to some shows with my friends, is it being in the middle of the show, especially if you have general admission or if you have lawn seats for like an outdoor concert. Going to the bathroom in the middle of the show is the absolute worst, because you really should have a buddy system. So now you and one other person are missing part of the show. And it's hard to find your spot when all the lights are down. So I always recommend going to the bathroom before the show starts so you don't have that worry later on. Another general life hack is that tour merch is almost always available online before the show. So if you, especially if you're not the first stop on this artist's like tour, you can, like, I guarantee you, if you go on the artist's website, you'll see the merch that they have listed at tour. And it's probably cheaper as well, because the venue doesn't have to take a percentage of the profit. So if you want tour merch, don't waste your time. Don't stand in that long line. Don't pay $50 for a hoodie. Go on the artist's website, then all the money goes to the artist and you don't have to wait in line. Just order it ahead of time and get it shipped to your house. Now, these next life hacks are more things that I like to do. Not everyone agrees with them, but it's what I like to do. I like to leave during the last song. And I know what you're thinking. You're missing the finale. But if you leave during the middle of the last song, you are already halfway to the parking lot before the crowd starts leaving. And in my opinion, getting out to my car and getting out of the parking lot in a timely manner is more valuable than listening to the last 30 seconds of a song. So that's what I like to do. It has worked the last few times. I think we did it for the Jonas Brothers, and we also did it for, I'm trying to think. Usually when I go to like summer concerts, like the country concerts, I'll try to leave during the last song because those concerts tend to be huge and the traffic is usually insane. So to get to your car before most people have even left their seats is so valuable. Now for some safety tips. If it isn't obvious, you should definitely use the buddy system at all times. Try to stick together. Don't even go to the bathroom alone. We all know that there are creeps out here and we gotta stick together to stay safe. I personally, when navigating large crowds, like to use the chain method. And the chain method is basically when the tallest person leads the pack, everyone links arms, and then the smallest person tends to be in the middle. And this kind of makes it so that the tall person can see over the crowd and the small person doesn't get lost in the crowd. And as long as you link arms, you don't get separated. Another safety tip I like to do is we like to have a rendezvous spot just in case we all get separated. So whether that be like the women's bathroom next to the trash can or the nacho stand or, you know, the big purple sign out at the gate, always try to pick a spot where like, okay, if one of us gets lost, this is where we're gonna meet. That way you don't have to search an ocean of people trying to find your friend. Another safety tip that should go without saying is always be aware of your surroundings and know where security and EMS is. So for all concerts, especially if they're outdoors, there's always security and there's always like an ambulance with EMS or like a medical tent. You should know where that is. I once remember I went to a summer concert outdoors and I borderline got a heat exhaustion because I was really dehydrated. And that medical tent was a good spot for me to stop at and get some water and get a snack so that I didn't pass out. So it's really important to know where all of those things are. Just in case an emergency happens, you're not panicking. You know exactly where to go to get help. And of course, always trust your gut. If something looks weird, if something feels weird, remove yourself from the premises. You know, crazy stuff happens at concerts all the time. Whenever you have large gatherings like that, there's always an opportunity for someone to get hurt. So just always be aware of your surroundings, know where security is, know where the health professionals are, and make sure you stick together and are using the buddy system, and you should be just fine. My last tip is make sure you have fun. Sing, dance, live your best life. Don't feel embarrassed or worry about what other people are doing or if other people are dancing or if they're staring at you. Remember, you paid to go to this show, so you should get the most out of your experience. Same thing goes with cell phones. Try not to record the whole concert for Instagram or Snapchat, or just record it all on your phone. I feel like I see people all the time going to concerts and they're recording the whole time and they're like looking at their phone and they're not even like looking at the stage in front of it. They're like looking at it through their phone. It's like, for all of that, you might as well have just watched it on YouTube. You know what I mean? I personally like to record. So if it's a song that I really like, I'll try to record like maybe 10 seconds or 15 seconds, like, you know, just enough for an Instagram story of one part of the song. And then I put my phone down and I like watch the rest of it in person, because that's what you're paying for. You're paying to get the experience and you're paying to see them live. So I definitely think you should enjoy the atmosphere, enjoy the energy, and not record the entire time, because you're just gonna miss out and you're honestly just slighting yourself. So we will have a brief break here, and when we come back, I will go over this week's Instagram poll results. So we'll be right back after this. And now for the Instagram results. So As always, if you're not following me already, you can follow me at The Kimberly Show on Instagram. I post poll questions 24 hours before I record the episode, so probably like on Wednesdays or Thursdays, depending on my schedule. And I ask you guys questions regarding this week's topic, and there you can give me your input, and you could even be featured in the episode. So make sure you go give me a follow. Now, on to the results of this week's poll. So the first question I asked is, do you go to concerts or live shows? And 64% of you said that you do go to concerts all the time. 36% of you said not really. So we got some concert goers. So I asked you guys, who was your favorite musical artist to see perform live? Someone was like a Beyonce. First of all, I'm jealous. Beyonce, I think Beyonce was rated the number one performer. Like, her and Bruno Mars are like the top two people to put on a show. So I'm impressed. Someone else said Panic at the Disco. Agree. I think I've seen them about 3 times now. Panic at the Disco puts on an amazing show. Someone else said Fall Out Boy. I got Chainsmokers. I got Lil Wayne, The Rolling Stones, Drake, of course. I've got Guns N' Roses. Wow. I didn't even know they were on tour still. Guns N' Roses. And let's see, another one. I also got Taylor Swift. I've not seen Taylor Swift live, but I heard she also has a really good show that she puts on for her audience. Another question I asked was, what was your number one go-to item that you bring with you when you go to a concert or a live show? My one friend says water bottle and snack. A lot of venues will allow you to bring one unopened water bottle, but I also recommend you check before you do that so they don't make you throw it away. But that is really helpful if you can bring your own water bottle. Definitely recommend that. Someone else said lipstick. Someone else said my camera. I'm not fancy enough to bring like a full-fledged camera. I don't trust my skills, but I love that. Someone else said, more people were saying like wristlets and phone chargers and external batteries. Ooh, that's a good one. And the last question that I asked is, what was your favorite part of the live show or concert when you do go? And most of the answers to this were the same, but everyone says that they enjoy the energy, the idea that thousands of people could be brought together by one artist. This person says, I love seeing everyone enjoying themselves and just being genuinely happy. Yeah, I agree. And that's why I was saying about having your phone out and recording the entire time that you're at the show. I feel like when you do things like that, you don't really get to enjoy the atmosphere that comes with concerts. And concert people are so nice, guys. Something about being at a show and understanding that you all are here for the same reason just makes people act nicer, I think. Like I said, I made friends at one country concert and then I met them again at another concert 2 weeks later. So concert people are so nice, and it's always a really good experience if you can make the most of it. But yeah, if you take anything from this podcast, just remember, when going to concerts, be safe, be comfortable, and of course, enjoy yourself. All that being said, that's it for tonight's episode. I will see you guys next week on La Vie en Rose.